Gary D attends his own funeral, exclusively on www.garyd.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Greater Cleveland Growth Association, friends of Gary's from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Mr. Mike Benz. Hey. On the Growth Association.
Yay.
We at the Growth Association wanted the dearly departed, the following of Gary, to know that he is one of the people that make Cleveland happen. And Cleveland is starting to happen. And there are some young people involved and some business people involved. And Gary is one of the leaders that's making Cleveland happen. And Gary, unfortunately, not being able to hear us now, we don't hate you at the Growth Association. We want to make it perfectly clear that Cleveland, the best things in life are here. And we want you to take this button with you to all that you meet along your trip to tell them that Cleveland's where it's at. The best things in life are really here.
Yay! Let's give them a
thank you, Mike.
Seriously.
Yay! We welcome back to Public
thank
Square.
You. Thank you very, very
for
much.
The finale of Gary D. The end is in sight after these commercial messages.
Whoever said man should rest weekends didn't own a home, raise kids, or go shopping. But however you spend your weekend, spend it with a plain dealer. Take Saturday Home Magazine. New name, new look. More on home crafts, improvements, and decorating. Antiques, gardening, real estate. The Today's Living section has more on modern living and home entertaining. A full page of Metropolitan News tells you what's happening and how it affects you. So whether you spend your weekend running or resting, spend it with a plain dealer.
Take this weekend, you know, Saturday, you can learn how to get exactly the kitchen you want. In Saturday, the PD Home Magazine. Also, a feature on local teens who are climbing on the top 30s and 40s music bandwagon. Sunday, the bombing of Laos. The PD Sunday Magazine presents before and after views of a country nearly annihilated by U.S. bombing. And we weren't even at war. The Plain Dealer. All the newspaper you need all weekend long. For home delivery, call 523-4600. 523-4600.
Hey, class, tired of that old worn-out look around your home? Great Lakes Fence and Builders will modernize your home at discount prices. Now listen, you'll find that for the past quarter century, Great Lakes Fence and Builders has been the most respected home remodelers in Cleveland. Their reputation for fair dealing is the best guarantee of complete and lasting satisfaction. Amen and hallelujah. Now, whether you need a complete kitchen, bathroom, garage, or any remodeling, whatever you need, Great Lakes can do it better and at a lower price. They provide designer service to make sure you get the greatest utility and beauty from your hard-earned dollars. And they use only the finest quality materials and the most skilled workmen. So whatever remodeling job you have in mind, a modern kitchen, a complete bath, fine garage, anything at all, Great Lakes Fence and Builders can do it better for less. Call for a free estimate. In Akron, call 784-0474. In Cleveland, call 441-2600.
441-2600. There's a kind of taste which finds its expression in the Monte Carlo by Chevrolet. A kind of reassured sense of classiness that is both dignified and sassy. If you're the kind of person whose artistic sense requires a well-engineered, elegant automobile, it makes sense to look at Monte Carlo. After all, transportation is much more than just getting there. Chevrolet makes sense for America.
A great Gary D program and people power exclusively on WERE Cleveland.
My heart is a
beat. At 9:50, still 44 drizzly degrees in Cleveland. And we now return to Public Square, where Merle Paulus is standing by for the grand finale of not only the Gary D funeral, but the grand finale of Gary D.
Over there, you're on.
Thank you, John.
Oh, I'm going.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm fading
just
fast.
Before we have our closing service, is everybody having a good time at my
from
funeral?
From our orchestra.
Yay! From our orchestra, a final salute to Gary.
Thousands of people.
And a one, and a two, and a three. You glad I'm going? Now, honey, you vicious barracuda.
Thank you.
Serafini's orchestra at this funeral. Al Serafini and his orchestra. My friends, it is unusual at any funeral to have a final word from the deceased.
Yes.
This has not happened in thousands of years. As a matter of fact, WERE has not broadcast a message from the dead since the last time Madalesco was on yesterday. It will resume such broadcast in about 7 minutes. But this morning we are fortunate at funeral services for Gary Dean to have with us the dead. Gary Dean once said to me, Merle, he said, I can communicate with the dead. Gary, I said, I don't know about that, but you sure can't communicate with the living. Ladies and gentlemen, the deceased himself, Jerry D.
Oh, Jerry D, Merle. That's D-E.
Jerry D.
Did everyone have fun at Gary D's funeral? Let's hear it. Yay! Amen and hallelujah, brother. Give him steel and an ever saddled up to come in second. You know what we're doing here today, let me just leave a thought with you. I want to appreciate all of you. Bless your heart, you old barracuda. I hope you don't freeze to death. But in the way that we bring things out through humor, the way that we bring the biggest problems out in Cleveland on WERE, I want to thank you, the people, because it's you, the people, that are moving the city of Cleveland forward. Let me say something here seriously. A lot of people didn't understand what I was going to do when we thought up this crazy idea to be buried and have your own funeral and go to your own funeral. But the idea, one time I took a class in school, and the first assignment the teacher gave us was to write your own obituary. Now that is really a mind bender, a mind blower, you know, when you stop to think about it. And death is not something to think about pleasantly, but it is inevitable with all of us, though. Now here today, we've got a chance to rewrite not only our personal lives, but also the life and the future of this great city of Cleveland. Amen and hallelujah. I want to thank the people who are represented here today, all of my friends, my councilmen, and the other people, the Growth Association, and my personal friends and professional friends. And here today, the group of the people here at Public Square in Cleveland today represent Cleveland. We're all nationalities. We're all colors. We're all racist creeds. And we're here together. We're having fun. And so help us God, we're doing it in Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you very much. We've only begun! There's an old story that was said Gary in death. Story of a man who died in a religion where it was traditional that each of the remaining children put some money into the casket to go to the grave with him. Yes. The first son came to the casket, looked and said, Dad, we're really going to miss you. And put in $100. The second son came and he said, Dad, we're really going to miss you. And he put in $100. Gary came, looked in there, and said, I don't have any cash. I'll write a check for $500 and take the change. Hey, let me, Merle, we just got a second. You know, I really talk about one of my favorite uncles, Uncle Otis. And Uncle Otis, bless his heart, you know, he had a few problems with drinking and gambling and women. And we all have an Uncle Otis in all of our families, you know. Well, one time Uncle Otis was out coming home from town. He'd had a little too much to drink. And he come through the graveyard taking a shortcut. And a farmer just died the day before and they dug his grave. He's going to be buried the next day. And that night Uncle Otis fell in that open grave and passed out, you know. Next morning he woke up, looked around him, there he was, 6 feet under down in the Arkansas red clay, and he said, oh my God, it's Resurrection Day and I'm the first one up. Gary, on behalf of the people of Cleveland, a transit ticket from the New York subway to get you down. Oh,
from Nicholas Butcher, who only lost $3 million. I seriously, in the best of taste, want to thank all of you who came down here to Public Square. I also want to thank our engineering department at WERA, Mark Carlson, Bruce Foreman, Tony Pollock, John Webster, our program manager back at the studio.
Mike Drexler and the fine WERE News staff for their help in coordinating this morning.
And most of all, Merle, the people that are listening and the people that are here today, remember, what we've got is today, and let's all live it, baby. Give it steel. From Public Square, on behalf of Gary D's Funeral and our producer, John Pruder, this is Merle Paulus. Thank you, and good morning.
And our thanks to the WERE staff, American Searchlight Advertising Company, Al Serafini and his orchestra, and the countless others who took part in this special WERE production.